وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And in my behalf, I would like to welcome all of you to the Islamic Center of Columbia, South Carolina, United States. And today, inshallah, we are here with the continuation of our regular Tuesday classes, which we work on, working on Kitab al-Tawheed by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahmatullahi alayhi. And our class today constitutes class number 13 in album 2. This is class number 13, part 2. And today we work on in chapter number 23. As usual, what we do, we read first the chapter in Arabic. And after this, we read the chapter in English. And after this, we refer the students to the verses and the authentication of the hadith. I hope that you can hear me good, inshallah. If it's too loud, please let me know. This is chapter 23 from the book of Al-Tawheed by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahmatullahi alayh. باب ما جاء أن بعض هذه الأمة يعبد الأوثان. The voice okay? باب ما جاء أن بعض هذه الأمة يعبد الأوثان. وقوله تعالى ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت. وقوله تعالى قل هل أنبئكم بشر من ذلك مثوبة عند الله من لعنه الله وغضب عليه وجعل منهم القردة والخنازير وعبد الطاغوت. وقوله تعالى قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا. إذ رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم حذو القذة بالقذة حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب لدخلتموه. قالوا: يا رسول الله، اليهود والنصارى. قال: فمن؟ أخرجاه. ولمسلم عن ثوبان رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله زوى لي الأرض فرأيت مشارقها ومغاربها، وإن أمتي سيبلغ ملكها ما زوي لي منها، وأعطيت الكنزين الأحمر والأبيض، وإني سألت ربي لأمتي ألا يهلكها بسنة بعامة، وألا يسلط عليها عدوا من سوى أنفسهم فيستبيح بيضتهم. وإن ربي قال: يا محمد، إني إذا قضيت قضاء فإنه لا يرد، وإني أعطيتك لأمتك ألا أهلكهم بسنة بعامة، وألا أسلط عليهم عدوا من سوى أنفسهم فيستبيح بيضتهم، ولو اجتمع عليهم من بأسطارها حتى يكون بعضهم يهلك بعضا ويسبي بعضهم بعضا. ورواه البرقاني في صحيحه وزاد: وإنما أخاف على أمة الأئمة المضلين، وإذا وقع عليهم السيف لم يرفع إلى يوم القيامة، ولا تقوم الساعة حتى يلحق حي من أمتي بالمشركين، وحتى تعبد فئام من أمتي تعبد فئام من أمتي الأوثان، وإنه سيكون في أمتي كذابون 30 كلهم يدعم أنه نبي، وأنا خاتم النبيين لا نبي بعدي، ولا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق منصورة، لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله تبارك وتعالى. فيه مسائل: الأولى تفسير آية النساء، الثانية تفسير آية المائدة، الثالثة تفسير آية الكهف، الرابعة وهي أهمها: ما معنى الإيمان بالجبت والطاغوت؟ هل هو اعتقاد قلب أو موافقة أصحابها مع بغضها ومعرفة بطلانها؟ الخامسة: قولهم إن الكفار الذين يعرفون كفرهم أهدى سبيلا من المؤمنين. السادسة وهي المقصود بالترجمة: أن هذا لابد أن يوجد في هذه الأمة كما تقرر في حديث أبي سعيد. السابعة تصريحه بوقوعها، أعني عبادة الأوثان. الثامنة العجب العجاب، خروج من يدعي النبوة مثل المختار مع تكلمه بالشهادتين وتصريحه بأنه من هذه الأمة، وأن الرسول حق، وأن القرآن حق، وفيه أن محمدا خاتم النبيين، ومع هذا يصدق في هذا كله مع التضاد الواضح. وقد خرج المختار في آخر عهد الصحابة وتبعه فئام كثيرة. التاسعة البشارة بأن الحق لا يزول بالكلية كما زال فيما مضى، بل لا تزال عليه طائفة. العاشرة الآية العظمى، أنهم مع قتلهم مع قلتهم لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم. الحادية عشر أن ذلك الشرط إلى قيام الساعة. الثانية عشر ما فيه من الآيات العظيمة، منها إخباره بأن الله زوى له المشارق والمغارب، وأخبر بمعنى ذلك فوقع كما أخبر، بخلاف الجنوب والشمال، وإخباره بأنه أعطي الكنزين، وإخباره بإجابة دعوته لأمته في الإثنتين، وإخباره بأنه منع. الثالثة وإخباره بوقوع السيف وأنه لا يرفع إذا وقع، وإخباره بإهلاك بعضهم بعضا وسب بعضهم بعضا، وخوفه على أمته من الأئمة المضلين، وإخباره بظهور المتنبئين في هذه الأمة، وإخباره ببقاء الطائفة المنصورة. وكل هذا وقع كما أخبر، مع أن كل واحدة منها أبعد ما يكون في المعقول. 13 حصر الخوف على أمتي من الأئمة المضلين. 14 التنبيه على معنى عبادة الأوثان. والله تبارك وتعالى أعلم وأحكم. And now inshallah we're going to hear this translation to this chapter in English by brother Najm al-Din. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening.
Chapter number 23. Some people of this Ummah, this nation, will worship idols. Allah the Most Exalted said, Have you not seen those who were given a portion of the scripture? They believe in Al-Jibt and At-Tagut, all false deities, and say to the disbelievers that they are better guided as regards the way than the believers, the Muslims. From Surah number 4, Ayat 51. Allah the Almighty said, Say, O Muhammad, blessings and peace be upon him, to the people of that scripture. Shall I inform you of something worse than that regarding the recompense from Allah? Those, the Jews, who incurred the curse of Allah and his wrath, those of whom, some, he transformed into monkeys and swines, those who worshipped Tagut, meaning the false deities. From Surah number 5, Ayat 60. Allah the Exalted said, Those who won their point, most probably the disbelievers, said, We, verily, shall build a place of worship over them. From Surah number 18, Ayat 21. Narrated Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet, blessings and peace be upon him, said, Surely you will follow the ways of those nations who were before you, in everything, as one arrow resembles another, that is, being just like them, so much so that even if they entered a hole of a sand lizard, you would enter it. They said, O Allah's Messenger, do you mean to say that we will follow the Jews and the Christians? He replied, Whom else? Meaning, of course, the Jews and the Christians. This is from Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Muslim reports from Talban, may Allah be pleased with him, that Allah's Messenger, blessings and peace be upon him, said, Allah the Most Exalted holded for me the earth, so much so that I saw its easts and wests, meaning the very extremities. The kingdom of my community will reach as far as the earth was folded for me. The two treasures, the red gold and the white gold, meaning the silver, were bestowed on me. I prayed to my Lord that he may not destroy my community by a prevailing famine, and not give their control to an enemy who annihilates them en masse, except from amongst themselves. My Lord said to me, Muhammad, if I issue a decree, it is not withdrawn. I have promised your Ummah that I will not destroy it by a prevailing famine, and I shall not give their control to an enemy, except from among themselves, who exterminates them en masse, even if they are stormed from all sides of the earth. Only a section of them will destroy another section, and a section will take as prisoner another section. Al-Makani, may Allah be pleased with him, recorded this hadith in his Sahih and added to it the following words. I am afraid about my community, of those astray leaders who will lead astray. When the sword is used among my people, it will not be withdrawn from them till the day of resurrection, and the last hour will not come until the tribes of my people attach themselves to the polytheists, and tribes of my people worship idols. There will be among my people 30 great liars, each of them asserting that he is a prophet, whereas I am the seal of the prophets, after whom there will be no prophet, and a section of my people will continue to hold to the truth, and they will be victorious, and they will not be harmed by those who oppose them till Allah's command comes. Important issues of the chapter. Number 1. Explanation of the verse in An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah 5. Number 2. Explanation of the verse in Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, ayat 60. Number 3, explanation of the verse in Al-Kahf, Surah 18, ayat 21. Number 4, the most important issue is what is meant by believing in Al-Jibt, that is magic, shirk, idols, and At-Tagut, all false deities worshipped besides Allah. Does it mean believing in that sincerely by the heart, or approval of those who do so while hating it and knowing its falsehood? Number 5, there, that is the Jews saying, regarding the pagan Quraysh, that the disbelievers, who are well aware of their kufr, their disbelief, are on a more correct and guided path than the believers. Number 6, such people will be found in the Muslim community, the Ummah, as is proved by hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with them. This is the main object of the chapter. Number 7, the occurrence of his declaration that many followers of this Ummah will worship false deities, meaning idols, statues, etc. Number 8, most amazing is the appearance of those claiming prophethood, like Al-Mukhtar, Al-Mukhtar bin Abi Ubaid at-Takafi, who conquered Kufa at the beginning of the caliphate of Ibn Zubayr. Despite his proclamation of Ash-Shahadatayn and his declaration of being a part of this Muslim nation, and his testifying that the Messenger Muhammad, blessings and peace be upon him, was true, and the confirmation that Muhammad, blessings and peace be upon him, was the seal of the prophets. He was believed in spite of his clear and open contradiction of Ash-Shahadatayn. Al-Mukhtar of the Companions, and many important issue number 9, the glad tidings that the truth will never perish completely as it had in the past. Indeed, there will always be a group upon the truth. Number 10, the greatest of signs is that they, the victorious group, will not be harmed by those who oppose them and fight against them, despite them being few in number. Number 11, this will be the case until the last hour. Important issue number 12, there are a number of signs in the statement of the Prophet, blessings and peace be upon him. Allah folded for him, blessings and peace be upon him, the East and the West, that is, the lands under the control of Islam, the meaning of it, and that it indeed occurred as he informed, as opposed to the North and South. That two treasures, that is, treasures of Rome and Persia, were bestowed upon him. That two of his dua, his invocations on behalf of his nation, have been accepted. That the third of his invocations was prevented. That the sword would be used and that it would not be lifted after that. That false prophets would appear among this nation, the Muslims. There would always be a victorious group. All of this occurred, as he mentioned, even though each one of them was far from what could have been conceived. Important issue number 13, the extent of fear for his nation from the misguided and astray leaders. Number 14, warning and notice of the meaning of idol worship.
Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khairan, thank you, Brother Najm. This is chapter 23 of Kitab al-Tawheed. The author of it is Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahmatullahi alayhi. And the first verse that we see in this chapter is in Surah An-Nisa, women. This is Surah number 4, verse number 51. Surah 4, verse number 51. The second verse that appears in the chapter is from Surah Al-Ma'idah. Surah Al-Ma'idah. This is Surah number 5, verse number 60. The third verse appear in this chapter is from Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 21. After this, the hadith that came in the chapter, first hadith which reported by Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, This hadith is authentic, which is in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. The next hadith showed in this chapter is in the collection of Imam Muslim. The hadith is authentic. And the narrator of this hadith is Thawban. Again, the hadith of Thawban is the second hadith, comes in this chapter. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, so the hadith is authentic. The last part of this hadith is the collection of Imam Abu Dawud as well as Ibn Majah, and the hadith is authentic. This is the addition which has been given by Al-Barqani rahmatullahi alayh. This addition is correct, authentic, and he found it in the collection of Imam Abu Dawud and Ibn Majah. Alright, so now we come to explanation of this chapter inshallah, and we are reading from Kitab Al-Qawl Al-Mufid ala Kitab Al-Tawheed, Sharh Fadilat Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen. We utilize in the book the useful same comment on Kitab Al-Tawheed for Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen. May Allah shower him with His mercy. The chapter, which is chapter number 23, is concerning ما جاء أن بعض هذه الأمة يعبد الأوثان. The Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab rahmatullahi alayhi, he brought in chapter 23 a statement in the head of the chapter, telling us some people of this ummah will worship idols. And Sheikh Muhammad ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi, he made a comment. He said that the muallif, the author of Kitab al-Tawheed, which is Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, brought this title to defeat the point of those who argue and saying that could not be that some of the Muslims will be committing shirk and some of the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be committing shirk, because some of them, they don't see that the grave worshippers is a form of shirk, and some of them, they saying this ummah is ma'asuma, is protected from the shirk. Yes, they can do something haram, ma'asiyah, disobedient to Allah, but not to reach to the degree of committing partnership beside Allah. They utilize in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which in the collection of Imam al-Muslim, rahmatullah alayh, inna shaytana أيس أن يعبده المصلون في جزيرة العرب ولكن في التحريش بينهم. That shaitan have no more hope that the worshippers and those who perform the prayer in the jazeera, the Arab peninsula, they will be committing shirk. The only thing the shaitan is happy and content with it, that he bring about disputes and arguments and fights among the Muslims. So it doesn't matter what the Muslim is doing, it's okay, acceptable, but not to reach degree of shirk, because shaitan already, he gave up hope after the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that some of the Muslims will turn back to be worshipping idols and statues. The only thing the shaitan is content with it, to bring about argument and fight among the Muslims. But the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi brought this chapter saying that some people of this ummah will worship idols, and he brought evidence from Quran and Sunnah to warn us that we be careful that we don't turn on our heels and we act and behave like the previous nations who start to worship idols and graves and statues and images instead of Allah. The saying in this chapter that some people of this ummah, why he saying some? Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that a group of this ummah will remain always on the truth, will be part of this ummah regardless wherever they live, what time they in, it will be always a group among the Muslim ummah. They will be holding to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, when he bought this title, he was accurate by saying what? Some people of this ummah will worship idols. This is ta'ifa, or this group, we call it the victorious group or the saved group, okay? They will remain on the truth, on the right deen and the correct aqeedah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until almost very close to the day of judgment. When the time gets so close to the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a breeze, nice wind, which will take the soul of every good Muslim. No one will be remaining on the earth except the evil one. Except the evil one. And saying worshipping idols, idols which awthan, plural, and the single of it is watan. And the watan or the idol, anything that you worship beside Allah or instead of Allah. Doesn't matter if it's a form of statues or a idol or a image or a house or a grave. So it's not the way how it look or the figure of such a thing. Anything that the human being take it instead of Allah or they worship it beside Allah, we call it watan. Okay? Anything to worship, to be worshipped instead of Allah or beside Allah, we call it watan, you call it idol. So idol does not have to be rocks, does not have to be statues, okay? It can be any form. It can be worshipped instead of Allah or worshipped beside Allah. Alright, the first verse that comes in this chapter. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا. Have you not seen those who were given a portion of the scripture? They believe in al-jibt and al-taghut, in all false deities. And they say to the disbelievers that they are better guided as regards the way than the believers who accompany the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. This beginning of this verse, which is verse number 51 in surah number 4, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ. Have you not seen? This is not a question that Allah looking for an answer. But Allah is affirming, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is amazed and surprising to those people, although they've been given the information, revelation had came to them, a book had came to them. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying a portion of the book. Okay? What book Allah is talking about? At-Tawrah wal-Injil. At-Tawrah wal-Injil. The Tawrat and the Gospel. The Tawrat and the Gospel, which they call it nowadays the Old and the New Testament or the Bible, okay, which is a collection to both. At-Tawrah, which has been given to the Prophet Musa, and the Injil, which has been given to the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And Allah says they've been given some, because if they have the total understanding of the book, they are not going to be deviating from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. They are not going to believe in false deities and idols. They are not going to be practicing shirk, and they are not going to be doing magic. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "A'tu," been given, okay, a portion of the scripture. Due to the fact that they disobey Allah, so they did not have the full understanding of the book. So Allah says that they have some understanding of the book. And this also shows you that having the knowledge is not sufficient. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't help you and didn't assist you to put this knowledge in action, you're going to be a devious person. How many people memorize the whole Quran, memorize Bukhari and Sunnah, and their aqidah is so corrupted, alright? So it's not because the person has the knowledge, this is sufficient to make them a good Muslim. It's not some people because they claim to be on the Sirat al-Mustaqim and they label themselves with a different label that they are the true Muslims or they are the guided one. Okay? Because if the person did not trust in what Allah revealed and they did not act and behave on what Allah sent down, this means those people, they are not on the truth. They are not on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Al-Jibt is the magic. And they said it is idols. But anyway, anything that worship instead of Allah or talk as a deity beside Allah, all the things will be called Al-Jibt, and this is transgression. All false deities, Al-Jibt and Al-Taghut. And the Taghut is to transgress. Transgression. To pass the limits that have been drawn by Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So by transgressing the limits of Allah, worshipping a messenger, or worshipping a sheikh, or worshipping a grave, or following a scholar without a proper information, or listening to a leader without a proper guidance, this became taghut, and this is became a false deity. So the one that you worship like idols, and the person that you follow like false scholars, misguided scholars, and the person that you obey like the head of state, okay, that you obey them regardless, whatever they say, even if forbidden by Allah or His Messenger. Or they make the things halal for you which is haram in the Quran, and you obey them, so now they became taghut, and you became taking them as the idols instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why the Shaykh bringing such verse? What this verse is telling us? It's showing us that those before us, they've been given the book, they've been given the Torah, they've been given the Injil, okay? But they still fall into shirk, okay? They taught their rabbis, their monks, their priests as a god and deities instead of Allah. Whatever the priest says lawful, they do it. And whatever he says is forbidden, they stop, even if contradicting the what Allah had revealed. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had explained in the hadith that we will follow the footsteps of the nations before us. So the verse is telling us that those who before us, although they've been given the revelation, they've been given the Torah and the Injil, nevertheless they did what? They took false deities. So they did it. This is their problem. What we have to do is with them. The Prophet is telling us, you will follow the footsteps of those before you, you will be acting like them. So if some groups of the Christian and some groups among the Jewish had committed shirk, will be among this ummah those who will commit shirk. If been among the Jewish and the Christian, those who took the rabbis and the priests as a deity, will be among this ummah who will take the sheikh and the scholar as a deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse is talking about the Jewish. Did you see Muhammad? Those who had been given a portion of the scripture, that means the Jewish, they believe in Al-Jibt and the Taghut, although they've been given this information, but they still have false deities. And they claim, and they say to the disbelievers, like them, okay, from the people of Mushrikeen. So the Yahud is telling the Mushrikeen what? That they are better guided than the Muslims who are following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet Muhammad and his Sahaba, they are not on anything except falsehood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is relating and saying in Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 60, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Should I inform you, O Muhammad, tell them, should I inform you, the people of the scripture, those Jewish, okay, and the Christian, shall I inform you of something worse than that? Okay? I'll tell you what is worse than what we get in. We Muslims get in Jannah. We get in the pleasure of Allah and this Prophet and his companion and those who follow them. Okay? Those people who had caused the curse of Allah to fall on them and the anger of Allah to fall on them, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had changed them to monks, monkeys and apes. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them such reward, okay, such punishment. He had gives them equal to what they did, that he changed them from human being to turn them to monkeys and apes, swines. Okay? What is worse than this? What worse than this? Those who are worshipping, okay, other than Allah, or false deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? So what is worse than those people who claiming to be the guided one? Those people who follow the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah is angry with them, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of their deviation and their shirk, Allah changed them to apes and monkeys. And from this verse, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِمْ, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ لَعْنَهُ اللَّهِ, okay, those whom Allah has put the curse on them. And the curse of Allah means to put a person out of His mercy. And the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no similarity to the anger of the human being, as we said in the previous class. Neither a Muslim should try to change the meaning of the anger of Allah and say that Allah taking revenge. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes revenge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gets angry. Okay, as He said, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Okay? And the people of Ahl Sunnah, the people of Ahl Sunnah, they follow the Sunnah, and the people of Jama'ah, they believe in all ayat, all the verses that came to describe Allah or to name Allah with any name, okay? And we believe in these verses as is, okay? Without making similarity between the Creator and His creation. Neither we change the meaning or make alternation in the meaning. Okay? So we did not negate the names of Allah. Neither we negate the qualities of Allah. And if we affirm it to Allah, we did not affirm it by saying anger like my anger or laughing like my laughing. Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse is pointing to who? To the Jewish. Referring to who? To the Jewish. Because Allah has cursed them. As Allah said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 78, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَ بْنِ مَرْيَمِ. Okay? Those disbelieve among the children of Israel, been cursed on the tongue of the Prophet David and Jesus, son of Mary. So this verse is referring to the Jewish. Again, this Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, verse number 78, Allah said what? لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve, they've been cursed by Allah among the children of Israel on the tongue of the Prophet David and Jesus, son of Mary. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 65, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Okay? Allah said, but be apes, monkeys. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 65. Okay? So Allah had informed us that He was angry with these people, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed them, and that Allah had turned them to be monkeys and swine. The third verse in this surah, in this chapter came, which is the one that in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Cave, and Surah Al-Cave is referring to the story of the people of the cave. The cave is a opening in the mountain, which became a refuge for some believers. Okay? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah 18, verse number 9. Okay? أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. That was something amazing. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this. Because those people who are believers, they believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they refuse to be melting in the part of their society and be part of the mushrikeen and the shirk. Can you hear me? So they refuse to be part of the shirk and the mushrikeen. They refuse to be melted in the part of the culture of the kuffar. And they depart from their society, and they went to the cave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they went to the cave, Allah put sleep on them. And they slept for 309 years. They were alive. They were sleeping. Allah protected them from the king and the society and the soldiers and this kafir society and the kafir government. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 300 years وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. This Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 25. Allah said, they remain in the cave for 309 years, sleeping, without eating or drinking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His wisdom, His ability, He kept turning them from side to side. Okay? From the right side to the left side. You know, a dead person doesn't turn from right to left. But a sleeping person can be turning right and left. Alright? Why? So the blood doesn't be frozen in one side of their body, no blood circulation after this, and they will die. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them turning from side to side. Okay? And after this period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived them by waking them up again, and one of them, he went out of the, alaykum salam Allah, out of the cave, went back to the city to buy some bread or some food to his company or his companions that was him in the cave, and the people recognized that this person looked stranger. And after this, Allah made this man to go back so the people can follow him, and this way the people of the city get to know about the story of the believers whom Allah had protected him in the cave. Alright, so when is the city and the government, the new city, new government, a new, because 309 years, this was a long time, another generation, and maybe 2-3 generations came after this, okay? When they came and they saw the people, so with dispute among the people, what we should do with this honorable, righteous, believer people, because after the man came back, everybody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to die. So the rulers of this city, they said what? We shall build a mosque over those people. And this is the problem. Building a mosque over dead people and over a grave is the beginning and the starting of shirk and associating partner beside Allah, because this is means which leads to shirk, because people now become visiting them for a tourist business, reason, and for admiration, to admire them and think about them. The next thing will be kissing the cave, and next thing they touch in the cave, and after this praying to the cave and calling on the dead people. So those people, they said what? We shall build a mosque over those people. Okay? So, here question about the verse before this, that, so what happened with those Jews that been turned to apes and monkeys and swine? They are what we see now in the zoo at the Gambel. This is a Jewish, or what we see behind a fence in a cage, this supposed to be originally came from a Jew? No. As the Sheikh said, it came in the Hadith, which in the collection of Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi alayh, said, in kull ummah mutlikhat la yabqa laha nasr. Any ummah which Allah had transferred them in another form, no generation remain after, that means no children comes from them, okay? No babies, offspring, okay? Any nation that Allah has destroyed them by turning them to a different nature from the nature that they in, okay? Turning them from a human being to a monkey, or from a human being to a swine, when this person dies, when this person turns to a monkey, he doesn't get birth. And after he dies, this is the end of it. Okay? But there is the original monkeys, it comes from monkeys. The same thing that the original man comes from a man. But those people whom Allah has punished them as a result of their sins and turned them to a monkey, this monkey who originally used to be a human being, he doesn't give birth. And when he dies, this is the end of it. Was a punishment for this person or this nation. And there is no other generation will come out of this nation. So what we see from swines and monkeys nowadays, it comes from swines and monkeys, has no relationship with what been happened to the Yahud in that time. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in this verse, مَنْ لَعْنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبْ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعْلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath, those of whom some He transferred into monkeys. Why He said some? Because the curse of Allah has covered all of them. But some of them been transferred to monkeys. Was not all of them. Okay? So the curse and the anger had covered the nation. But the punishment of transferring them to monkeys and apes and swines was for special people among them, those who had committed such shirk. Also the last verse we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did miracles with the people of the cave. How Allah had protected them for 309 years. And also we see the problem of the society building a mosque over the righteous people, which it means and ways to lead to shirk. And we always have to remember that exaggeration of the right in the righteous people always leads to shirk, and to associate those people, the dead people or the grave, beside Allah. And now we understand the wisdom when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command Ali radiallahu anhu, أَلَّا تَدْعَ قَبْرًا مُشْرِفًا إِلَّا سَوَّيْتَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told Ali radiallahu anhu, don't leave any grave which higher over the ground, one hand space except what? You have to live in it. So the qabr, the grave of any person, doesn't matter he's a wali, he's a sheikh, he's an imam, he's a prophet, he's a messenger, nothing more like 6-8 inches as a dumbbell, okay? Only for the people to understand there is a grave in this area, don't step on it, you don't sit on it. But if you make any building, you make it higher from the ground for purpose of honoring and respecting, and to be adored and to be worshipped. Now, it is the duty of the Muslim, if he have the means, to go and level this grave. Okay? Only if you are in authority. As example, if this is your, the Imam, if he in authority in a community, and this graveyard belongs to the Muslim society in Colombia, and the shura or the board or the imam responsible, and they are to maintain this graveyard, so it is in their hands, because we are not imposing in the people. They have to bring their relatives and bring and bury them in our graveyard. If they want to follow the sunnah, alhamdulillah. If they don't want, this is their problem. They can go wherever they want and bury their dead people. But to us, as we do it here in the Islamic Center of Colombia, we do not allow this. And whenever we go bury somebody and we see anything different in Orangeburg, in our graveyard site, we remove these flowers and these trees and these headstones and all the things. because it's not the sunnah. Because all the things became a means and way to lead to shirk. Okay, this is the verses that came in this chapter 23. Some people of this ummah will worship idols. Now we go, inshallah, to the hadith that came in this chapter, and which is the first one reported by Abu Sa'id, radiallahu anhu. Thank you, brother. You need a chair? You can sit down. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم حذو القذوة القذة بالقذة حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب لدخلتموه. قالوا يا رسول الله اليهود والنصارى. قال فمن أخرجاه أي البخاري ومسلم. Okay, this is the first hadith in the chapter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, surely you will follow the ways of those nations who were before you. In everything as one arrow resembled another, i.e. just like them. So much so that even if they entered a hole of a sand lizard, you would enter it. They said, means the Sahaba, the companion, because it was something amazing, surprising to them. O Messenger of Allah, do you mean to say that we will follow the Jewish and the Christian? The Prophet ﷺ replied by saying, whom else? Who before the Muslim nations? Except the Christian and the Jewish? Meaning of them, this in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayh. Okay, this hadith, the way how it appeared, showed generality, but as it say in Arabic, لَيْسَ عَلَى ظَاهِرِ, not understood it according to it. And this is the problem of many people that is not well versed in Islam. They will pick up hadith like this and say, look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying what? لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. You will, and he's addressing the Muslim nation. So that means everybody, okay, everybody will be following the footsteps of the Christian and the Jewish, okay? فَالْحَدِيثُ لَيْسَ عَلَى ظَاهِرِي بَلْ هُوَ عَامٌ مُخَصَّصٌ. The hadith is general. And this is what I always say, whenever somebody wants to understand something in Islam, you have to bring all the verses and all the ahadith that relate to such issue to understand. Because this hadith is general, but there is another hadith make it what? Specific. And the hadith that we just mentioned. Because if we said the hadith as it stated, that means all the ummah will follow the Christian and the Jewish. But it has been specialized or been reduced, that means been taken out of generosity, out of generality, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed us أَنَّهُ لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةً مِنْ أُمَّتِهِ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that part of this ummah will remain on the truth until the day of judgment. So, the hadith, if you take it in general, it means that every single person of this ummah will follow the Jewish and the Christian. But if we put the two hadith together, we understand that will be exception. Okay? Will be exception. Will be some people of this ummah who will deal with usury, like what been dealt before in the previous nation. Okay? Some of us will be have jealous and envy to each other. Some of us will transgress and lie. Okay? And some, they will act upon other things that previous nation did which take him completely out of Islam, similar to those grave worshippers, those who will worship idols. And like the Sheikh made a shatter saying that some of this ummah will worship idols. Okay. السنن هي الطرائق وهي متنوعة. Some of this will be, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, the ways are different. Sanan, which is the ways, the approach, different ways of being misguided has been happening in the previous nation, okay? But part of it will be transgression against the human being, and some will be transgression against Almighty Allah. Okay? As example, a person who worshiping the shaitan, or worshiping angels, or worshiping the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or worshiping the graves of the righteous people, okay, which have been done before in the previous nation, as Allah says in Surah Nuh, verse number 23, وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. Don't leave your idols. Don't stop mentioning them. Don't stop praising them. Don't stop praying to them. Don't forget about your gods like Wad and Suwa and Yaghuth and Ya'uq and Nasra. Okay? Also, exaggeration in the righteous people or invoking other than Allah, like people calling in the jinn, been done in the previous nation, and nowadays we see some among the Muslims. And maybe some people, they don't see it in America. Believe it or not, when you go to the Islamic country and Arab countries, you find people doing these things. You will see it. You will be surprised. And I'm not surprised that sooner or later you will see it here. Because when people come to America, they bring their baggage with them. And here, some of the people in America, they will admire what people bring from overseas, regardless if it's right or wrong. Regardless it's misguidance or sunnah. You see, like people before, they don't know about Sufism and they don't know about Jilani, they don't know about all these things. But 25 years, they don't know about these things. Later on, it starts people coming from different countries and they brought all this nonsense with them. And nowadays, even in Colombia, you find people building mosques so they can be a Sufi. In Colombia, you don't have to go too far. You see, now you found Sufis and you found all kind of things, building his own place to worship, not according to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But 10, 15 years ago, we did not hear anything of this stuff here. Now in the Charleston, you can find main branch for Sufism and deviation. And now, here right away, behind your own home, all what you need, you drive by Faro Road. Okay? You found the mosque there. Yeah. And it's so strange, you found some Muslims, they come all the way from Orange Bend, making a trip to here to help building the mosque. Okay? And whosoever assists in a wrongdoing, he is part of the wrongdoing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from going in deviation. You see, also in the previous nation, like we just mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, they said, let's build a mosque over what? Over those righteous people. Nowadays, you see also from this ummah, they're building a mosque on Sheikh Jilani, in Al-Hussein, on Sayyida Zainab, in, name it. Every country has their own sheikh. And they have their own dome and their own mosque over it, and they make hajj to it. You found thousands and thousands of people going every year. They have a special day when they go and visit. And they stay there for 3 days. You people be camping there like also camping in Arafah. Okay? Same way like you go to make hajj, you'll find in this Islamic country and Arab that people go travel distance, taking the they taken enough food to survive for 3 days, and they be there in the prisons round the dome or the grave of the sheikh. Also we found that in the previous nation, like the Jewish as example, bin Abbas Allah, and they said what? Yadullahi maghloola. Okay? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? That Allah is stingy. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was holding his hand. Okay? And they said also about Allah in Surah Al-Imran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. Indeed Allah is poor and we are rich. So we found in the previous nation, they spoke badly about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although they've been given the prescription, they've been given a book. And also, he found among them those who said that Allah got tired. He built the seven heaven in 6 days, and in the 7 days, what did he do? He rested. That means he got tired. So also you will find in this ummah, those people who imitate the Christian and the Jewish, as example, some of them they deny the hand for Allah. And Allah is telling Iblis, Iblis, how come you didn't prostrate to the one that I created with my own hand? You found some of the Muslims they deny the hand of Allah. Okay? And some of them they reject the istiwa, that Allah ascended upon his throne. And some of them they rejected the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he saying the meaning is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the lowest heaven in the last third of the night. He found... Wow, that's another... I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to have to stop here. But you can see how among the Muslims that they start to act and behave like the Christian and the Jewish, and they said things about Allah, and they did things like the Christian and the Jewish. So don't be surprised, because the Prophet ﷺ had told us about how that some group and some people among the Muslim Ummah, they will act and behave like the previous nation. And I'm sorry, I didn't know. Okay, let's make this clear. Maghrib is getting closer and time is changing. So our class will be starting from this coming week, inshallah, at 6:30. Because I'm supposed to make an hour and a half for each class. We did not even make maybe hour and few minutes. And this is not enough to cover even one chapter. So inshallah, I'm going to have to stop here because it's time for, not the adhan, it's time for salah. So I'm sorry we could not entertain any questions. I'm sorry for all the brothers and sisters there also on the website. We could not entertain any question tonight because it's time passed for the adhan. And Qama, we are 10 minutes late. So inshallah, next class, Tuesday coming, will be at 6:30. Please be in time. May Allah reward you for listening. Thank you. Jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك عند الله نصدق